We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cusp with Larry Queery Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hello, hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Queery Cusp. The name is Larry. It's such a pleasure being back with you. Voice is sounding crispy and all that. Yes, 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 new equipment. Actually, just a new phone. Really, that's it. Much better one. Thanks to the people that provided me the phone and stuff like that. The World Cup is done. Congratulations to France. What else has happened? The elections are closed, so I'm not going to talk about that much. This week's episode, I've got guests that are on the show, and we're going to talk about something that's on a lot of people's minds. It turns out it's on a lot more people's minds than I actually thought. You know, one of those things you think is like a brain fart, whatever. It's just, you know, one of those things where people get confused. So the topic is, and it's going to take the bulk of the show today, is the number of men who want to be kept by women, especially by women who come from other countries. It's going to offend quite a few people, apparently. They've got some independent listeners to listen to it. But these two gents are pretty adamant that if they got the chance to get out of the country, well, who knows? Let's hear what they have to say. It's Larry. Listen to The Queery Cusp. So, it's The Queery Cusp, and I'm here walking down the street with a couple of brave men. You have to be brave in Harare, right? In fact, if anything, most people should be afraid of most of us. I got Marvin. What up, bro?
Marvin, yeah. How are you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you well?
So I've got a person you've heard on the Queery Cusp before, Dumi.
Yourself, right, isn't it?
So, guys, we were talking and we decided to make it an episode or a section of the podcast. We've talked about, wait a minute, there's this issue where, you know, why the girl is in Zimbabwe, right? She acts like she's brand new, fresh and everything. Then she goes, it's not even that. They always feel like there's something else out there in the rest of the world. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And then when they go out there,
and they realize that,
then they'll be like,
we want them niggas.
Yeah.
Then they realize that there's nothing out there, and they realize that what they left behind was probably better than what they have right there. And now they are really looking at trying to connect to someone locally. But they're so far away now and don't spend enough time locally to be able to connect to someone locally.
And as the local brothers, I just try to get to where they are and who act right just to get to where they are.
When you say act right, because I need to get this right, are you talking about, is it a monetary issue?
It's mandatory, really.
It definitely.
Because, look, it can't be a physical issue, because physical can be gotten even locally.
Guys, so it's really mandatory. Physical when your oceans apart.
Yeah.
So what is it?
It's like really mandatory. So any attempt to get there by a person locally, by a guy locally more so, is mandatory. Because they...
Secure the bag, comrade.
Secure the bag.
Yeah, secure the bag. Yeah.
When you say secure the bag, we're talking about the money, right?
Look, Larry.
Okay, can I ask a question? Are you saying there are guys out there that hook up with a girl just because she's got money? Or are you saying that's changed? Because normally before, it used to be...
Sure. The more money she has, the more attractive she is. That's me.
No, look, Larry, let's be realistic, yeah? I think this issue probably hits harder in Zim more than it probably would in a country like South Africa and stuff, right? So in Zim, we have a situation where by the average person, the unemployment rate is pretty high, naturally, right? Mm-hmm. So by virtue of that, the average person here in Zim, average guy in Zim, 30 and below, even people in their 30s, are really struggling to cater for basics. That's the harsh reality, right? So that same person who's struggling to get off of basics, by on the back of their profile, might not qualify to make it to the so-called greener pastures.
But I've got a question, though. How does this apply to a Zimbabwean girl in Zimbabwe or outside the country? Like, how does it apply?
Well, look, mate, Zimbabwean girls, obviously, we are assuming a Zimbabwean girl who was born here, raised here a bit, and then moved to wherever, so-called greener pastures. They've been exposed to a sort of culture, right, here. Manners, culture, whatever you want to call it. And when they arrive wherever they end up at, they don't get that sort of vibe from the people there, from the society there.
And
realize that, and then realize that what we left back home, I could probably find someone who embodies that locally.
And ideally, they'll be like, if I look back home, I'll probably find someone who's more decent, someone that I can settle down with. But then, when she does find me, I'm just thinking of the end goal. The end goal is, I just need to escape Zim.
Exactly. So guys can do what, I mean, look, not me personally, but many guys locally could probably put on whatever facade that woman wants to have, right? And, be that guy, be that loving guy, be that humble guy, right? Play into whatever fantasy she has of a decent, responsible man.
As long as
just to get that spousal visa.
And escape Zimbabwe.
And escape Zimbabwe. I mean, look, of course. This is a reality.
By
all means necessary.
Yeah, and you see, what tends to happen now, and cases like this are very common. What tends to happen is if this person manages to use this facade to cross the oceans to wherever they get to, within a year or two, the true colors start to show.
So I've already secured my visa.
Yeah, secure the visa.
The visa I'm on that book.
Yeah, so
but
then,
I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for some white pussy, so to say.
But I've got to ask it. Yeah. Like, are you saying that a rich person from another country is seen as... I mean, does she have to be Zimbabwean? That's another thing. For example, what if she's... I know, you know,
no, look,
it's common for people to hook up with someone from another race or whatever it is, or from another nationality.
Not necessarily.
But why does it have to apply so explicitly to, in this case, to Zimbabwean women?
Because they think what they left home is the best. But Tungo Shaka Kubulam Zimbabwe, guys, to be honest.
So they're trying to reconnect with their culture.
Exactly. And the people who are their so-called culture are looking for a
way out.
Yeah.
We're all looking for a way out.
So are you saying you guys are looking for a way out?
No, not us in particular, necessarily. But
in
general.
In general, we're looking for a way out. If it comes by you saying, I'm looking for a Zimbabwean guy, I'll be that Prince Charming, whatnot, just because I need to leave Zim.
So I'm going to pose a scenario for you.
Yeah.
If this girl in the diaspora, right, says that she wants to, she wants to move back to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Would she still be attractive?
Look,
no.
She wants to move back to Zimbabwe.
Why move?
No, look.
And come back and settle.
She wants to move back to. She wants to move back to Zimbabwe. This guy has probably been struggling all his lifetime, up to his 30s, right, in Zimbabwe. So what benefit is she coming with? Let's be realistic here.
Yeah. Are you coming with a company? Are you coming with a business? What is it that you're bringing back home? That I was saying.
So that is back, the allure is much less, definitely.
So are you saying the guy will be like, no?
He probably would not be so keen, and is likely to pull away, to pull out the guys, so-called arrangement.
Okay, without naming names.
I feel that is already explosive.
I know, but without putting anyone in the limelight, that boy did well. He saw the bag. He secured the bag. And like, fuck
no,
it.
No, come on.
Don't go
back to that, that is love. Come on now. Come on now. That, yeah. No, look, look. For
but
me,
anyway,
for me,
love,
for me, for me, for
understand.
Me, mate. Me, mate. For me, I think that is love. And I'm going to say
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But I'm
I
just
cannot.
Playing.
I cannot.
That is love?
I feel that is love.
Okay. No, it's cool. You name it, whatever you name it.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, we don't know what got them together. But in the context of what we're talking about, this is an idea, or is an idea of what we're talking about. Kutichiga, and so you are the beggar, whatever, cause comrade. If it be let me not say any further. But anyway, secure the bag and secure his way out of Zim. Power to him.
Done deal.
I just feel like you guys are jealous.
No.
I actually feel like
no.
I actually think that is a beautiful thing.
It is.
It is a beautiful story.
Power to him.